This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the evening edition. I'm Ezra Zayed, and this evening we're speaking about a new cafe in town. It's called Gaslight Cafe KL. Now, when John Sultan was in his 20s, he embarked on a career in advertising. 14 years later, he took a leap and left his role as senior art director to open up Gaslight Cafe KL, a hidden affair three stories up at Plaza Damansara. This is in Damansara Heights. It's a mini time warp styled in 50s and 60s Americana. Its interior was designed and built by John himself to be reminiscent of the famous Gaslight Cafe of New York's Greenwich Village. And it's that creative spirit of smoky late-night basement bars and coffee houses which Johan is seeking to capture and recreate. To find out a little bit more, we'll find out from the man himself. Johan, tell us, how long ago did the idea for Gaslight Cafe KL come about?
It's about 8 months ago, last year, where I decided to take that leap into a new chapter in life where I would look to build something to serve the people. And in music, in community, and also in the arts. So yeah, it's about 8 months ago, the plan took off. To build the cafe from scratch itself took about 4 months solid from getting the place and doing the construction and whatnot. It's about 4 months solid.
So what sparked the idea behind this? Because, of course, the name Gaslight Cafe is reminiscent of what I just mentioned earlier about a very famous space in New York in Greenwich Village where a lot of the beat poets and a lot of folk musicians performed. And was that something that you wanted to recreate here in KL?
Yes. The main reason is to build a community-oriented gathering space here for the local movement of folk musicians, singer-songwriters, poets, authors, writers, and so on. I would like to invite and introduce the experience of the past to the people now so that they could relive the 60s and they could even say that, hey, tomorrow night I'll be playing at the Gaslight. So it's a fantasy, but it's real. It's a fantasy made real. Of course, it's not 100% the Gaslight basement in New York City, but it still has some of those essence for them, for the people to feel that they are involved in a certain kind of musical fantasy made to life.
And you mentioned about this movement of folk musicians and poets. For listeners who may not be familiar, how big or small is this movement?
The poetry movement, I thought it was a small thing, and it caught me by surprise. We had our soft launch like 2 weeks ago, and suddenly, boom, it's like the whole place was filled. It's there, it's growing, and the folk music scene, the blues, jazz, old school fashion style of the 60s, it's very niche, but I think it's growing, and I would like to breed this new sort of talents, hidden talents out there where sometimes people don't get the chance to play like outside or anywhere else except in their bedroom. So this is a space where I would like to introduce to all the fellow people that treat the Gaslight as your home or as your bedroom where you could just be comfortable and create your own crafts to showcase your own thing to everyone without feeling bad about it or having second thoughts about it. So it's just like, it's like an airstrip. You're the plane, and a plane needs an airstrip before it can take off. This is the airstrip. You got to start somewhere.
And do you remember, clearly you're very passionate about this idea. You've made it into a reality of sorts, but I guess it was must have been a difficult decision to give up some sort of stability in your previous position and now to be an entrepreneur of sorts.
Yes, it's a very big leap. I was pushed to a corner where I had to take that leap.
All right, we're going to find out a little bit more about Johan Sultan. He's got a new place called Gaslight Cafe KL, a home for musicians, writers and poets. It's Evening Edition, BFM 89.9. It's the Evening Edition. I'm Ezra Zayed, and in the studio with me is Johan Sultan, proprietor of Gaslight Cafe KL. It's a new home for musicians, writers, and poets. It's a of course, A Hidden Affair, three stories up at Plaza Damansara in Damansara Heights. Johan, tell me a little bit more about the concept behind this place, Gaslight Cafe KL, because of course, you're trying to replicate the, and capture the spirit of New York's famous Greenwich Village Coffee House. You know, you want to have it as a, you know, gathering place for musicians. You want some sort of folk music happening. And so what's the attachment personally for you towards this particular scene? And I guess the decision to replicate it.
To serve. That's the main thing that I would really like to do. I mean, to serve meaning is, again, to help the local indie music scene and also the music scene to flourish and to breed more new talents out there and to give them a chance as well. And to see the folk music movement, you know, taking its place to a better level, and also contemporary artists and poets as well.
Have you always been a fan of folk music, of poetry?
Yes, I'm very much into the American folk music style, and also the folk music history. As in poetry, not as much, but I would really like to support them as well, and also the rest of the contemporary artists and authors and writers as well. I mean, they could use this space to gain inspiration in whatever they're doing or whatever they're trying to create. So may this place be that inspiration for them to move on.
Now, the space, as you mentioned, has only been a couple of weeks old.
2 weeks old, yeah.
You kicked off with a poetry night, and of course, you had foreign American poet Bill Moran come into town. And of course, you're hoping to sort of have more of these events. And how easy or difficult is it to get more and more people coming to your space?
It is not easy. It's very difficult. I mean, to find new talents out there. I'm just going to be honest about it. And because there's not much folk musician out there. Like, I mean, I couldn't flood the whole month with super folk musicians like just like that. But I'm still looking for like old-fashioned jazz-style musician, like how they do it, you know, like with a clarinet and vocal and a trio or a duo, simple setup, very much old-school styling.
And so how do you plan to reach out to local writers and musicians and, I guess, get the word out in terms of attracting more folks to come and perform at the Gaslight Cafe KL?
For now, it's a word of mouth and also some of my contacts, like those artists and also poets and musicians as well. Of course, through social media and what have you and all that kind of stuff.
Now, you're a musician yourself, the Cotton Field Scarecrows, is that right?
That's right.
That's your folk band?
Yes, it is.
And was this very much part of it, I guess, also to have a space for your band to perform as well?
Yeah, we play every Friday night. I mean, just to fill it up, I was like, fine, you know, we just do it. It's nice to have, like, our own space.
And are there a lot of, you know, folk bands? I mean, we're talking about this community here. I mean, how big is this community? I mean, are there a lot of folk musicians that other KLites are not aware of, perhaps?
I think, yeah. Like, there's a lot of, like, new great talents out there. There's a lot of potential. I mean, I've come across a few, which I think it's a good thing that they could come out and showcase their crafts.
All right, we're going to play actually one of your tracks is Letters from Tennessee by the Cotton Fields Scarecrows right here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you. in a country home, going home. For now, that's me.
Good evening, I'm Ezra Zayed, and in the studio with me is John Sultan, proprietor of Gaslight Cafe KL. He's also a musician with the band The Cotton Field Scarecrows. Of course, we're speaking about this new cafe. It's up in Plaza Damansara in Damansara Heights. It's, well, I guess being described as a mini time warp styled in 50s and 60s Americana. And so, you know, from what I understand, I mean, I've seen some photos of it. You have the interior design of it is all 50s and 60s, very simplistic and very cool and rustic. And what is it about that time period and that space that was so appealing to you?
The main thing is to create the mood and feel of it. So I want to create a time tunnel kind of thing. So when I tried to make it 100%, but I couldn't. So
and you've been to the original Gaslight Cafe?
Yes, but right now it's shut. You can't get in. Mm-hmm. So it's just at the stairway. You can take pictures there, and just you have to walk off after that. So of course there are pictures in the internet, but it's nothing like that because I mean the original Gaslight is right down at the basement, and it's really small. Stuffy and you know, low ceiling and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So this is more of a bit more comfortable version of the Gaslight Cafe in New York. So I mean, the essence is there. I mean, the cause is there, but the deco is not 100%. I made to fit things that will make you feel like as though, you know, you're going back to the past.
Well, what's really interesting to me is that, you know, the space that you have now, I mean, it's emerging. There's an emerging scene of a lot of new spaces for, you know, people to hang out, for people to have coffee, for people to have, you know, poetry readings. And how do you see Gaslight Cafe KL fitting into all of these new spaces that are emerging in the city?
It's not a, I wouldn't call it a hipster coffee joint or something that it will be in competition with the rest. I mean, it's got a different set of USPs and also target audiences. I think, I mean, still it's very niche, and there are people who seek this kind of space to escape, and I'm welcoming them to the space.
And, you know, when you're talking about figuring this whole place out from scratch, I mean, you know, you're referencing photos, you're referencing all sorts of ideas from the original space. And so did you get all the props and all the furniture, all the trimmings that come to making that place as authentic as possible?
Yes, it took me about a couple of months to source for all the details, like from the light to the 1940s General Electric fridge, to the old cash register, to your lamps and all that kind of stuff. As in for the woodworks, yeah, I bought about 20 pieces of wood pallets, and I removed them and built them, turned them into cabinets and counter. Why? It's because to cut corners, to save some money, I might as well build them by myself rather than buying them off the shop. So, yeah, so I stayed in there. I spent my whole time there. And that was my home and my kind of office.
And so right now, what are your plans in terms of launching the space? I mean, you mentioned it's only been about 2 weeks now. Is there a particular big marquee event that you're looking forward to that you want to tell people about?
Yes, I'm planning of a grand launch, not so soon, maybe after a while, till everything is sorted and adjusted. Looking at maybe August, if everything is well.
All right, and of course, if people want to find out a little bit more about Gaslight Cafe KL, where can they head to online?
Right now, it's Facebook, Gaslight Cafe KL. On Twitter, same thing, Gaslight Cafe KL.
All right, and yeah. So of course, you know, there's going to be a whole bunch of performers and performances. I mean, you're going to have local artists playing the Delta Blues. Of course, you're reaching out to musicians on Facebook. And I guess all of these activities can be found at the Facebook website.
Yep.
All right, facebook.com/GaslightCafeKL. I've been speaking to Johan Sultan, the proprietor of Gaslight Cafe KL. It's a new space that's in Plaza Damansara, a mini time warp styled in 50s and 60s Americana, a home for musicians, writers, and poets. If you miss any part of this program, you can download the podcast at www.bfm.my. And to end this segment, we have Black Pale from Johan Sultan's debut EP. Here it is, Black Pale, right here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.